The top-ranked Division I team goes down, and the winter sports playoffs are just around the corner. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by SportEngine.com. More high school sports news after this. WISSports.net is honored to serve as your go-to source for high school sports coverage in Wisconsin. We couldn't do it without being powered by Sport Engine. Sport Engine provides us with a world-class website, allowing us to keep our focus on bringing you the best and most complete news, analysis, stats, and information on your favorite teams and players. Leagues, clubs, teams, and schools across Wisconsin are already using Sport Engine for their sports technology, and we recommend you do as well. Check them out at SportEngine.com. It's not often that a pair of top five teams square off this late in the regular season, but Tuesday night in girls hoops action, fourth-ranked Verona hosted Division I's top-ranked team Middleton in a Big 8 conference game. Cheyenne Trillian had 17 first-half points to help Verona to a 36-26 lead before the Wildcats cruised home for a 73-56 victory to pull into a virtual tie with Middleton atop the league standings. The Classic 8 race got crowded as well, as Maguanago defeated Waukesha West 57-48, forcing the teams into a three-way tie for first, along with Kettle Moraine. Cuba City is arguably the top girls basketball program in state history, with 16 WIAA state tournament appearances and 12 titles, including the past two seasons. Of all the great players to go through the program, senior Jesse Marty is now the school's all-time leading scorer, earning the distinction recently as she is now approaching 1,500 career points. In boys hoops, there was plenty of Division I talent on display Tuesday as Stevens Point hosted La Crosse Central. Junior Wisconsin recruit Kobe King of Central had 19, but Stevens Point dominated in an 84-56 victory to remain undefeated. A reminder that winter sports tournaments are just around the corner. Boys and girls hockey brackets came out this week, with regional action set to get underway next week. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.